But right now, I'm going to ask you to downshift. Let's take a minute, few minutes right now, to get still and to go within to that deep, sacred place where only you have access.
If you have anything in your lap, just set it aside for now and sit up tall with your spine straight. Either place your feet on the floor or cross your legs in yoga position if you'd like. The most important thing is that you are comfortable and alert to the now moment. If it works better to close your eyes, just let your eyelids gently close. Or you can keep your eyes open to focus on the beautiful image on the screen in front of you. When you are comfortable, take a deep cleansing breath all the way in and hold it for 3 counts. And then slowly let it out. Let's take one more deep breath all the way in. Hold and slowly release the breath. And now breathe normally, relaxing the belly, wiggling your fingers and your toes. And on your next in-breath, fill all the way up from your toes to the top of your head. And when you're completely full, hold it for 5 seconds. 2, 3, 4, 5. And as you slowly exhale, let everything relax all the way down your body, from the top of your head back down to your toes. Just allow your breath to get into its own rhythm. Relax your brow, the area around your eyes, behind your eyes, your cheeks, jaw. Relax your tongue and let go of any tension in the face. Keep breathing in your own rhythm. Relax your shoulders. Just let them fall a little farther from your ears. Relax your torso. Relax your arms, wrists, hands, fingers. And keep scanning all the way down the body. Through your pelvis, your buttocks, your legs, from your hips, all the way down, past the knees, the ankles, your feet, your toes. Your body is now fully relaxed and receptive to this experience of deep connection to the divine within you. We sometimes forget our true power. You are powerful in spite of any moment of forgetfulness. You are a mighty child of the Most High. This is your time to rise up to a higher consciousness. You have the power within you to renew your strength, to mount up with wings like eagles, to run and not be weary, to walk and not faint. To mount up with wings like eagles, run and not be weary, walk and not faint.
Thank you for transporting us, Zoe, and of course, Leo. I love creating these meditations together with Leo. Well, Reverend Cynthia Alice Anderson, the former senior minister at Christ Church Unity in Orlando, Florida, is right here with us today. She recently closed that chapter in her life after, I think, 15 years, and she just began to open a new and exciting chapter of life. This woman is so amazing on so many levels, as a leader, a mom, a change agent for planet Earth, and certainly as a friend. I truly love this woman. You can find out a lot more about her at CynthiaAliceAnderson.com. But right now, the woman affectionately known as RCA is coming in live, not from Orlando, but from Georgia right now this morning. So please welcome back to her New York home, Unity of New York, Reverend Cynthia Alice Anderson.
Hey, and good morning, everyone. I feel so honored to be here. Britt, thank you so much. That was quite an intro. And as you know, I always feel at home at Unity of New York. So I feel like it's my second home away, and especially with my new career choices that I have left CCU Orlando. But I also so honor my time there. But I'm grateful to be with you all this morning. And I first want to say that over the years, Unity of New York has really been a beacon in New York City. And I just see that continuing. I see that growing. I see that, you know, developing. And I think this online ministry that you're doing right now, I'm speaking to Britt, but I'm also speaking to Leo, to Zoe, and to the whole congregation, that you all have gotten behind this, and that you just, you know, shifted, like we've all been like madly pivoting lately. Yeah. So I just see that as you do this, you are continuing, right? That you're continuing to grow and expand your ministry. Woo!
Woo-hoo! Well, thank you. You know I adore you, my sister, and I'm so glad, so grateful, so excited that you're here with us today to always share and impart your wisdom with this New York community of yours. So please take it away.
Well, my talk title today is I Will Rise Up. And if I were really putting it in Unity terms, it would be I Rise Up. And what we're really seeing right now, so in my work as Cynthia Alexanderson, no longer senior minister, what I'm finding as I'm working with small groups intensively and one-on-ones in particular, and there seems to be an energy of people feeling powerless, number one, but also this sense that we're in a desperate situation. At the same time, there's also an idea and an energy that there's like hope, not like never before as well. So how are we holding like all of these things? As I mentioned to Britt, the church even has had to learn to pivot, to provide worship in a different way. And so for us individually, that's really happening too. Nearly everyone I work with is either doing their job in a new way, has a new job, is looking for a new job, is creating a new job on the fly. Also, our whole culture seems to be changing, that the things we used to do that seemed, for lack of a better word, normal, like getting on the subway without a mask, you know, and going to the grocery store, suddenly all the basics of life have been shifting in a really big way. And so what I'm finding in my work with individuals is that as we see the world around us changing, the first idea is to go, well, you know, oh, this is just out here, I'm not changing. But the fact is, friends, we are really being called to like rise up in a new way, to rise up in a new way, to rise up not only for equality and justice, yes, that, absolutely, but we don't want to rise up in anger, we want to rise up in love, right? So we're being asked to both shift and change as life has shifted and changed. But the change is, even though it all feels external, what all this is doing is requiring a change at the level of the soul, a change at the level of the mind and the personality that tries to control everything. So there is a new way that is emerging. There is a new way that we are being called to. And because there's no model, every day is a new day of creation, right? So as we wake up every morning and we open our phones, probably first thing or in the first few minutes of the day, you know, we get bombarded with news. And most of that news, of course, is bad and negative. And, you know, then we have this immediate reaction. And so what I want to help us do is like wind all that back a little bit and begin the morning with a little space without opening your phone right away to see what the latest tragedy is or the latest COVID numbers or the latest violence. What if every single morning you just woke up with a little bit of space for yourself and spent time doing some spiritual focus where you could really center in on what's really important? And then whatever you do throughout your day, whatever you do in your work for justice, in your work for equality, in your work for integrating new ways of being into your day, that you do that from a place of grounded spirituality, that you do that from a place of knowing your true self, of knowing and being in contact with your God within. I think it's so important right now to realize how powerful we are. I, like most of you probably, I was aware of the recent debates. I've been aware of so much changing in society at large, as I mentioned, and also politically. I had a sibling recently tell me that they never had any idea who was in the cabinet until this time politically, because they are more engaged in what's happening than ever before. So as we view everything that's happening, as we want to see change for the better, rather than fighting for change, we want to rise up in love and know that that brings change. We want to rise up in love and know that love is the most powerful force in the universe. So I'm just breathing into this idea myself. What if I knew that true power was not trying to make things happen, but it was action from this spiritually grounded place? So I want you to hear me very clearly. I'm not saying don't act. I'm saying let our actions be from love. And that does bring equality. That does bring justice. That does bring a world that works for everyone. I was glad, too, that Britt mentioned my scripture from Isaiah. It's one of my favorite scriptures, Isaiah 40:31. He mentioned it in the meditation, which basically is, they that wait on the Lord will renew their strength. Right? They will rise up with wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. And further on in Isaiah, and Isaiah is, to me, one of the most powerful prophets in the Hebrew Bible. And I wanted to read this to you because this gives me a lot of hope right now. It says, this is from Isaiah 60. Arise, Jerusalem, rise clothed in light. Your light has come. And the glory of the Lord shines over you. For though darkness covers the earth and dark night the nations, the Lord shall shine upon you, and over you shall his glory appear. And the nations shall march towards your light, and the kings to your sunrise. I'm going to read that one more time. Arise, Jerusalem, rise clothed in light. Your light has come, and the glory of the Lord shines over you. For though darkness covers the earth and dark night the nations, the Lord shall shine upon you, and over you shall his glory appear. And the nations shall march towards your light, and their kings to your sunrise. So first, we want to remember we are very powerful beings, because we are always connected with God, right? Always want to remember, we are powerful beings, far more powerful than we appear, far more powerful than probably at times we feel. We also want to remember change is being required of us right now. So that if we're sitting at home and going, well, I don't feel like changing. I want things to go back to normal. I want you to hear me say, normal is over. Normal never worked anyway, so normal is over. So you are being invited into a deep, deep change on every level. Not just in your thinking, not just in how you go through the day to day, but your beingness is being called into change. And part of the change that you're being called into is to transmute the negativity, transcend the kind of basic cultural norms, and rise up in love. And as we do that, we're going to come to this verse, which is to shine your light. It's so simple. If we only knew how simple it was, simply to shine our light, to be a blessing. I think sometimes spiritually we think things are really complicated, and the most basic spiritual truths are really what get us through the tough times. So many of you know that are regulars at Unity of New York. You know that our founders, Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, were great meditators. Well, back in the early days when Myrtle Fillmore was doing her prayer work, she wouldn't just be in silence, although that was a main part. She wouldn't just pray, although that was a main part, but she had this kind of, I will call it for the time, this real radical way of owning her divine nature. And so that scripture that describes shining our light, and then basically it says kings will come to our sunrise, that requires something far bigger than just action. That is a beingness. And so I believe the strongest and most important spiritual work right now is to be doing the work of our soul and getting very, very clear about who we are and what's ours to do. Who we are and what's ours to do. And then the thing that we started out with talking about, you know, this feeling of powerlessness, that we begin to own that power very easily when we do that work of the soul. We begin to handle change better when we do the work of the soul, because we're sourcing in God rather than outer affirmation. Right? So what does it mean? So I brought up Myrtle Fillmore, and I know this ministry always has gone back to the teachings of Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, and it's one of the things I love most about Unity of New York, is that it's adherence to the Unity teachings, because I love the foundational teachings. And I want to describe a little bit to you about what I mean about the soul work and really owning this light of yours. Because there's courses I teach. I teach a lot online, as you all know. I teach a lot with various churches, and that's even starting to branch out to other denominations. And when oftentimes in my teachings, when I'm talking about gratitude, I find that people say, okay, thank you, God, for this. Thank you, God, for that. Thank you, God, for this. And I go, well, that's good. But that's kind of how a child gives gratitude. And we're grown-ups. And we want to be spiritual grown-ups. And so the spiritual grown-up way to be in gratitude and to learn to really shine our light is to really begin to deepen that practice of gratitude, so that it comes from the level of the soul and our desire to connect with spirit. So this verse about shining your light, you know, suddenly it becomes, I give thanks that I am clothed with the light of God. I give thanks that the light of the Christ lives in me now. I am clothed with the radiance of God. See how that deepens and broadens rather than thank you for my clothes, although that's a good place to start. It becomes deeper. Thank you, God, for clothing me with your wisdom and love. Thank you, God, for clothing me in the radiant light of God. Thank you, God, for helping me shine my light in my office today, or in that Zoom meeting today, or as I have to travel throughout the city today. Thank you, God, for letting me shine my light, that I can be totally silent and still be a beacon, that I can be totally still, not saying a word, and still be tapping into my power, and still be navigating change, and still be shining my light. So this is what I believe we're called to do and be. And I want to give you one example of that, because it was such a surprise to me when it happened. It was a few years ago, and to be honest, I was having a pretty tough time. Any of you who've worked with groups of people know it can be difficult when you're working with large groups of people, even though it's rewarding and fun and good and all of that. And so part of my spiritual work this particular Sunday morning had been this very affirmation I'm talking about. And I was praying, God, thank you for clothing me with the light of God. I am clothed with the radiant substance of God. The light of God shines through me. I am radiant. I am at peace. You know, it's these kinds of affirmations. And just a couple hours later, I had walked into my church at that time, CCU Orlando, and somebody came up to me who I barely knew, and they said, "Oh my gosh, you look radiant today." And I thought, okay, this is working, because my feeling human nature wasn't feeling all that radiant, but because I had really affirmed it, because I'd worked this idea at the level of the soul, it transmitted to people without me saying a word. So as we see our world right now trying to wake up, and I believe it is, as we have these moments of up and down, of yes, we're waking up and everything looks so bad, we want to remember that even in silence, we can be powerful. But it is in doing this deeper work of the soul, where we remember we are always connected to God, that the very Christ essence lives in and through us, and that we're called not to only to know God, but to be God in expression. So that when we rise up to do what's ours to do, we rise up in love, we rise up in peace, and this light of us is transmuting and transcending anything on the personal that might get us off base, and shine the light not only for us, but for the world around us. So this is my prayer for us today, that we know, one, we know our power, right? That I am powerful. What a great affirmation. And that we know that change is happening. Change has already been happening. More change is coming. And that we can navigate this change, right? Because we know God is always with us, and we know this is meant to happen. So as life happens, we begin to transmute and transcend. And we begin to rise up in love, and we begin to shine this light of God that we are, to shine this light of God, and that we rise in the morning, set our intention for the day, and even affirm, I'm clothed with the radiant light of God. I rise up today in love. This is my prayer for you, for all of Unity of New York, and for the world at large. Many blessings, dear friends.
Thank you, my dear, dear, wise friend from down south. I so appreciate this. We need these simple reminders, don't we? It gives whole new meaning to rise and shine.
Yes, yes. I rise up. I rise up in love. I rise up in light. And this helps me more than any like really like far out teaching. It's like, it's so, yeah. It's so simple. And it's back to our, as I said, Unity of New York has always been, in my view, about sticking to the original teachings. And that's the gift of it for me and for us, you know, especially during this time.
It's just that new lens.
You know? Yes.
I'll bet I was thinking as you were speaking with your traditional background, you're a church girl from birth, and I know that. And do you remember that song, Rise and Shine and Give God the Glory, Glory, Rise and Shine and Give God?
Oh, yes, I wake my son up with that. And then when we get to the song where we get to the part, it goes, Rise and Shine and, you know, and then when I get to that part, he slaps the bed in the morning, and then we go on.
So that's great. Oh, yeah. I love your relationship with your amazing son. And my prayer partner sings that to me quite often before we begin our prayers. But thank you. Rise up in love. Thanks for rising up in love. Know that we are holding you up in love.
Thank you.
Now,
thank you.
This new chapter.
And yeah, well, we're always connected, and I'm always honored to be a part of your worship, and I think so much of you and your spiritual community. So always, you know, as my good friend says, I pray for you, you pray for me, right? So we're in this together. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Stay well. And to continue this powerful message of rising up, rising and shining, I mentioned earlier that we have another amazing human being with us today, another amazing spiritual being with us today, and that is Nicole Henry, who truly is another one of my favorite people. She is as beautiful a person as you will ever find inside and out, through and through. And I just have such gratitude for Nicole. So please welcome Nicole Henry.
Wounded, but time will heal. Heavy the load, the cross I bear, and lonely the road I tried, I dare. I'm shaken, but here I stand. And I get weary, still I make my way through. Long are the nights, the tears I cry, and dark are some days, no sun in the sky. Yet still I rise, never to give up, no, never to give in against all odds. Yet still I I feel alone, but still I rise. Sometimes I'm troubled, but not in despair. And yes, I'm struggling, but I make my way through. Trials, they come to make me strong, but I must endure, I must move on. Against all odds, yet still I rise high above the clouds. At times I feel low, but still I rise above all my problems, above all my eyes may see. Oh, I know that He's able to strengthen me, to strengthen me.
Nicole Henry, speaking of rising high. Oh my God, if I had a shoe right now, I'd throw it at you. That was you. I have God bumps, goosebumps. Your voice, your very presence makes me high.